Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for ADC Therapeutics. If you're a long-term investor looking to dive into the biotech space, you've probably come across this name, but let's unpack what makes this company tick and whether it's a potential gem for your portfolio. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for ADC Therapeutics, a player in the biotech industry focused on developing targeted cancer therapies. Stick around as we dig into their recent performance, financials, and what could drive their future growth or hold them back. First, let's get a quick snapshot of who ADC Therapeutics is. Based in Switzerland, they're a company specializing in antibody drug conjugates, innovative treatments designed to target cancer cells with precision while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Their flagship product, Zynlonta, is already making waves in the treatment of certain lymphomas, and they've got a pipeline of other therapies in development. They operate in the highly competitive biotech sector, part of the broader healthcare industry, where innovation is king, but so are the risks. With a market cap that's on the smaller side for this space, they're not a giant like some of their peers, but they've got ambitious plans to carve out a niche. Now let's touch on some recent headlines and performance trends to set the stage. Looking at the news, there's a mix of optimism around their clinical programs and regulatory progress with Zynlonta, which is key to their growth story. Performance-wise, the stock has had its ups and downs over the past year, with short-term volatility reflecting broader industry challenges and investor sentiment in biotech. Over the longer haul, like the past 5 years, the trend shows they're still finding their footing compared to the sector's average performance. But what's really moving the needle? Let's dive into their Q2 2025 earnings call insights, which revealed net product revenues of around $18.1 million, a solid figure for a company at this stage, though profitability remains elusive. They're pushing hard to expand Zynlonta's indications, which could be a game changer. With that in mind, let's break this down through our SWOT lens to see where ADC Therapeutics stands for long-term investors like you. Strengths. All right, let's start with what's working for ADC Therapeutics. First off, they've got Zynlonta as a cornerstone product already generating revenue. That $18.1 million in net product sales from the latest quarter isn't just a number, it shows they've got a foothold in the market for treating relapsed or refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. For a biotech at this stage, having a commercialized product is a huge win. Their focus on antibody drug conjugates positions them in a cutting-edge area of oncology. This isn't just another me-too drug company. They're leveraging targeted therapies, which are increasingly in demand as personalized medicine gains traction. Looking at their financials, the current ratio and quick ratio are decent, suggesting they've got enough liquidity to cover short-term obligations. That's a reassuring sign for a biotech burning cash on R&D. Lastly, their pipeline isn't a one-trick pony. Insights from the earnings call highlight multiple clinical programs advancing, with a strong push for regulatory approvals in new indications for Zynlonta. If they execute, this could significantly expand their addressable market. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. There are some red flags here. Profitability is still a distant dream. Net income figures from recent income statements show consistent losses, and the net profit margin is deep in the red. For long-term investors, this means you're banking on future growth, not current earnings. Their debt-to-equity ratio is another concern. It's on the higher side, which isn't uncommon for biotechs funding heavy R&D, but it does add risk if cash flows don't materialize soon. Return on equity and return on invested capital are underwhelming, signaling that they're not yet generating efficient returns for shareholders. This could weigh on investor confidence, especially in a sector where capital is king. And while revenue is growing, it's still modest compared to the giants in the space. Scaling up in a competitive industry like biotech isn't easy, and they're up against players with deeper pockets. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel ADC Therapeutics forward. The big one is expanding Zynlonta's use cases. The earnings call emphasized their strategy to target additional indications, and if they secure regulatory nods, this could unlock significant revenue streams. For long-term investors, This is the kind of catalyst you want to watch. The broader trend in oncology is moving toward targeted therapies, and ADC Therapeutics is well positioned to ride this wave. Their focus on antibody-drug conjugates aligns with where the industry is headed, potentially attracting partnerships or even acquisition interests down the line. Geographically, there's room to grow. Revenue breakdowns by region suggest they're still tapping into key markets. Expanding their footprint, especially in high-growth areas, thus could be a major driver. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to some overinflated biotech peers, assuming they hit analyst estimates. For those of you hunting for undervalued growth stories, this might catch your eye, though it's not without risk. Threats. On the flip side, there are some serious headwinds to consider. Biotech is a brutal space and competition is fierce. Larger players with more resources could outpace ADC Therapeutics in bringing similar therapies to market, or even edge them out on pricing. Regulatory risk is always looming. While they're pushing for approvals, any setbacks in clinical trials or delays from agencies could tank sentiment and delay revenue growth. The earnings call sounded confident, but nothing's guaranteed in this game. Financially, their cash burn is a concern. Free cash flow is negative, and while they've got cash reserves, they'll likely need to raise more capital, potentially diluting shareholders like you. Keep an eye on their financing activities in the cash flow statements. Lastly, the broader sector and industry performance show volatility. Biotech stocks often move in tandem with market sentiment, and any downturn in healthcare could drag ADC Therapeutics down, regardless of their fundamentals. So, where does this leave us? Wrapping up, ADC Therapeutics presents a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a promising product in Zynlonta and a pipeline that could deliver big wins if they execute. On the other, profitability is nowhere in sight, debt levels are a concern, and the competitive landscape is ruthless. For those of you with a high-risk tolerance, this could be a speculative play with significant upside if their clinical programs pan out. But if you're more conservative, you might want to wait for signs of stronger financial health or clearer regulatory progress. As always, keep your long-term strategy in mind. Don't get swayed by short-term noise, but do pay attention to catalysts like upcoming trial results or revenue growth trends. We'll keep tracking ADC Therapeutics and other intriguing stocks here at MarketSnap, so make sure to stay tuned for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses. Whether you prefer video, audio, or articles, we've got you covered. And don't forget to check out the detailed SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about ADC Therapeutics' potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.